Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Food court. Food court. Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court. Food court with Richard Blaze.
Welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. Okay, listen, I am Richard Blaze, and this is my courtroom. Welcome, I'm the host and the judge, which is kind of like being an actor who can also sing, or a chef who's also mid-handicap golfer, or something like that. And joining us in the court today, we have two women who are already friends, who co-host a live comedy show in Los Angeles called High Gear Comedy. First, we have someone known as much for her impeccable television show recommendations as for her love of weed. It's Ashley Ray.
Hey.
Ashley, what is going on?
I'm so glad to be here. And yes, TV and weed, those are the things I love.
They work.
Yeah.
It's like tomatoes and basil.
Yeah, it just works. You know?
I love how you said basil, too. Like, your improv comedy skills are impeccable. I didn't have to say anything. You just picked up. You
knew yes, exactly and. Where I was
going. Yes, and. Which, by the way, you have to teach me all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Babs and I, we teach a class. So.
You teach a class?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. You should. You should. Going up against Ashley, we have a comedian, podcaster, and writer whose podcast, Britney's Gram, kicked off the international Free Britney movement. It's Babs Gray.
Hello. Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no one knows that you're not actually here, but we will. I think we need to reveal it because you don't know. There might be some videos on the Instagram stories. Babs joining us from your own studio, which is part of your contract, from what I understand. You have your own remote.
Yes. I only accept billings from my own studio, so sorry.
There it is. That works.
Pro level.
Ashley, you did join us. Not that that's going to affect any sort of decision from the judge. You did. You got here. You braved traffic.
Oh,
you made it happen.
So much LA traffic. I'm not going to brag. If anything, I think being here in person will probably work against me.
You think so? Oh my gosh. I hope that's not the case. Although,
I think that's
it.
Not true because she got the hype up time in the car to like go over her points, and I've just been here stewing. You know, so I don't know. We'll see.
I think she's just been listening to music because I've been tracking the Twitter.
Yeah. It's just literally just this morning. I watched the Sex Pistols TV show, and then I like remembered music was good. You know, I forget because I watch TV, and it's hard to listen to music when you watch TV as your job. And so then I'll just listen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this music is so great.
I actually totally feel that.
Right.
Like, I'll go weeks without really listening to music, and then I'm like, podcasts.
Yeah, podcasts.
They suck.
And then you finally put something on, and you're like, oh my God, I see why people cared about like David Bowie. Wow, this is wonderful.
Nah, I just will nod my head though, but you seem like you get really into the lyrics. Now, again, I've been tracking you today, but like you're like really dissecting lyrics.
I've always been a lyric person. I guess I was a writer. I wasn't much of a musician. So I was always like the lyrics, that's where the real music is at.
Look at that. I love it. Now, Babs, producer Crystal tells me that your bio includes big hair, big heart, big mouth. And I got to ask, you're stealing my bit a little bit. You can't see it because I got the hat on, but the hair is big and controversial. The mouth is obviously big as well. And some people say I have a big heart. Which one is the big? Who's got the biggest hair, though?
Oh, I think I do. I have to take out my headphone.
Yeah. You win that one. No, I don't think we can even debate that one.
Yeah, I got to go Babs. I feel like this isn't even full volume.
That's what it is.
No, this is like tamped down.
Yeah. Okay, so then I have a question for you just because like this is potentially embarrassing for me. But then do you have a specific product that you like to turn to for high volume? I'll go
first. I actually try to get less volume because it's like too big. But So I'm the other way. I just do curl products.
Right? Yeah, wow.
Like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, that's how it's just like too much. I'm trying to like calm it down. There's just one called Ledoux. It's a mousse that's really great. I would highly recommend.
Like that sounds
cool.
It doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's fancy. Like mine's big sexy. CVS is fine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
they just say what you want to look like. They're big sexy.
Big sexy volume.
It only comes in like a 64-ounce jug.
A giant red jug.
It really is. And it gets confiscated on every flight, and it's always very embarrassing for me. Like, don't
they're
take
confiscating
away.
That in your checked luggage?
No, I'm trying to carry it on.
Oh, well, come on.
You don't want to lose your big sexy.
What are we doing here?
You want to get your value out of that entire bottle.
Try and hide it in your hair next time. That's all right. Listen, for the case that you've brought, A Tale of Two Cereals to the food court, and we're going to get into that in a second, but we're going to get to know each other a little bit better. Ashley, known for your TV recs, what shows right now are your absolute musts, your favorites right now?
Oh, my absolute must right now, we got Hacks, which just premiered about 2 weeks ago for its second season. It's on HBO Max. It's so funny. Deborah Vance, this like aging comedian who she's like my icon. She's my like Don Draper. She's everything I want to be as I grow up.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so then that relatively new? Or wait, I've seen that.
Yeah, it premiered last year.
Okay, I've seen it.
Yeah, season two, Jean Smart. It's just so funny and incredibly sharp still. And then see, I didn't come prepared with TV Rex because I was so focused on the cereal argument. Now I'm like, what TV do I even watch, actually?
What do you think about this season of 90 Day, Ashley?
Reality TV-wise, this season of 90 Day Fiancé, which I cover for Vulture if you want to know my weekly thoughts, is so incredible and good. They have people this season who truly hate each other, but somehow are just like in this horrible electric dance of awfulness every episode.
Oh.
And it's like this season they found men who are like, I don't just want to bring this woman to America and waste her time. I want to like mentally manipulate her. It's like a new level of gaslighting this season that I don't think I've ever seen on reality TV before.
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And producer Crystal, by the way, big fan of the show.
Bilal is a nightmare. Bilal is such a
It's a show I've never watched, but it's a must, right?
Yeah, must. If you don't know the concept, because a lot of people think it's like a reality show, like, oh, what, do these people have 90 days to get married? But there's an American law that says if you marry someone from another country, you have a K-1 visa that lasts 90 days. Mm. And if they don't get married in that period, they have to go back home. So it's basically these couples. Some of them are just like, we've only ever met online. And some are like, oh, we've been dating for years. And then finally they get this visa.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Riveting. Yeah.
It's wonderful. You got to watch.
I'm in. Now, here's a tough one. Which shows have gotten canceled that you think are like the most tragic of the cancellations?
Absolutely. I'm going to go with The Big Leap. Okay. It was on Fox. It was an incredible show. I think it's going to become a cult one-hit wonder.
Mm.
Fox just didn't promote it. They didn't know what to do with this like amazing satire vehicle of like a hopeful, optimistic dance show. I actually am so mad at Fox for canceling that show. I refuse to talk about other Fox shows. Even if I like them, because they canceled The Big Leap, I have just been personally boycotting Fox. It's tough. It's tough because they have great shows. They have wonderful shows.
And I hate to bring this back to the court, Ashley, but I have a show on Fox.
I mean, yeah. And you're going to have to mention it because I won't.
And I mean, I'm just saying I really would like you to at least not boycott Next Level Chef. Can we?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Next Level Chef is great.
I mean, I will not take it into my verdict today, Ashley, because I am a judge with integrity. But
Next Level Chef, Bob's Burgers, some things you can't say no to.
That is true.
But The Big Leap was just, it was so beautiful. It made me sob. Piper Perabo was in it, and they canceled it. Oh, it made no sense.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. One of my absolute ultimate goals is to just get a small cameo on Bob's Burgers. I'm just going to throw that out there.
How does that not happen?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have the Fox relationship. Yeah. That's why I'm doing this. By the way, thank you, because that's my new thing. Like, yeah. Sometimes just say it out loud.
That's going to happen.
Put that into the universe.
That's happening.
I hope so. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. The burger, yeah.
I love it. I mean, so Bob comes on as a competitor. I mean, maybe, yeah.
They can make that work with holograms and stuff these days.
Matt, we're so 100%. It has to happen. Okay, now listen. This is for both of you. Babs, you go first here. Everyone wants to know, where are you from? Where are you from, and what are your, like, food, your early food, not to get too serious, but your early food memories? What were you eating at home?
I was born in California, but I was raised in Salt Lake City, which, if you don't know, not a great food place. So I feel like I didn't taste actual food until I moved back to California, because, like, Salt Lake is literally known for green jello, funeral potatoes, which are potatoes with cornflakes on top. So not a lot of flavor we're looking at. Not a lot. Fry sauce.
What do you call someone from Utah?
A Utah.
Like, is it like a
Utah?
Yeah. Utah. We have some Utahns in my family, my extended family. And I have had funeral potatoes. And they are delicious.
They can be very good. Yeah, they're just cheesy potatoes with crunchy.
Like creamy cheesy potatoes?
Yeah, creamy cheesy potatoes.
Topped with cornflakes?
Yeah.
Like, I am here. I am
it's
here
great.
For it.
It's great. I'm from the Midwest, so I love a casserole-like dish.
Yeah. So you're just here for the cheese and the cream
the
anyway.
Cheese and the, I'm like, it's great. Can't go wrong.
Now, green jello. By the way, producer Crystal, I think this is a topic. Green versus red jello.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
Let's weigh in on it right now. Oh. Speed round. Ashley?
Red.
Red? Okay. Babs?
I'm going to have to say green just to be true to my roots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't believe that.
I think that was the yes end part there, too. Because you don't clearly believe that green jello is better, do you?
No, I don't. It's not.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
We all know that. I can't even think of what taste it is, but red, I could actually picture tasting it.
It's kind of like sometimes it's a lime.
Yeah, it's like lime-esque.
Sometimes it's like a weird,
I feel like
dark,
an actual fresh lime flavored jello would actually be pretty good.
It should be lime. Yeah. But I don't know if it is. And then what flavor is red?
Oh, it's I want to say strawberry.
I think a berry.
You want to say cherry
strawberry.
But I don't know what it is. Okay, Ashley, what about you?
For being from the Midwest, I'd say pretty similar upbringing. It was a lot of like tuna casseroles. I loved my mom's tuna casserole. So I grew up kind of like in Rockford, Illinois, which is 90 miles outside of Chicago. And it has its own weird cuisine. Like, it's a mixture of Swedish and Italian people. So, like, this weird cuisine developed where there's, like, this Italian place, Maria's, that, like, was known for some of the Swedish food they made. Or we would go to, like, this, like, really famous Swedish restaurant. And they made, you know, Italian and Swedish meatballs.
Yeah. Well, listen. I love that. First of all, I love these mashups, too. And you find when you travel that there's so much more commonalities within cuisine.
Yeah.
Commonality is a word. But, like, Swedish meatballs. That works with Italian food, I'm pretty sure.
It's so good. Yeah. And then my mom came from the South, so she, you know, was always cooking at home. She loved to fry fish and stuff. Oh, yeah. It was, I feel like it was a lot of just, like, down-home cooking, I guess.
Oh, I love it. Now, the fried fish Friday in the Midwest is a big thing. So now, are you frying herring because you have this, like, Swedish influence?
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like herring?
I mean, I did date a Swedish boy who, like, his family would always make pickled herring every time I came over. And they would just, like, heap it on my plate, and I would just try to get it down. I hated it. But no, we did catfish.
Yeah, I understand that. Again, as someone who's 27% Scandinavian and 14% Swedish, I still, the herring, it's under the table.
Yeah, it was awful.
It's under the table.
I did love lingonberries. That was great.
Same.
Oh, wonderful. And a Swedish pancake, I prefer a Swedish pancake to any other pancake out there.
Ooh, so boom. I was going to say, like, boom. I got the gavel over here, but that was, you
boom.
Gave me
definitive.
The mic drop.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, first of all, hot topics already here. I think we got 2-3 more episodes right past this. Babs, you ostensibly freed Britney, which is absolutely incredible. And like, oh my gosh, like what an honor to have you even virtually in the room. It also makes me feel like especially lazy about how I spent my pandemic trying to become a golfer.
I do like to give people for that. Yeah, I'm like, what'd you do? Oh, learn how to make sourdough? Well.
I freed an international superstar.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, is it a good sourdough? I mean, I'm just, you know, it's not
free. I was really impressed by some of the sourdough I saw.
I was going to say, that was my favorite part I've said about, is like how everyone wasn't gluten-free anymore.
It just disappeared.
That's it. So what is the follow? How do you follow that up? Like, who's next to free? Is there who's next on the list?
I think, debating food on podcasts. That's what I'm following. Oh. No, I don't know. I mean, it was wild. It, you know, took over my life, and I'm incredibly happy with that. It actually resulted in, you know, her getting free. So yeah, now, I mean, we're still helping work with lawmakers on conservatorship laws and stuff like that in California, but personally, I'm moving on and kind of starting to investigate other stuff. So I would love to go to sushi with her or something. Yeah.
The food court will go on the road to break down some sort of sushi debate with you, and Britt, with all of us. We're all going.
I bet she has great sushi opinions.
Yes.
Let's play this game. I mean, Brittany's sushi order is...
Oh, boy. I think very basic. I'm going basic.
Okay, yeah. So are we California roll?
I'm going absolutely California roll. And like one that's like slightly like spicy or exotic, like a rainbow roll. She's like, ooh, this one's fun. You know?
Definitely. Yeah.
This one's fun.
I was going to say her out there choice is even more basic, like a spicy tuna roll.
Right.
<Ooh. laughs> she's like, ooh, it's a spicy
Did you say
tuna,
that's
y'all.
More basic?
Yeah. Like she's like, it's a spicy tuna, y'all. That's too spicy sometimes. Like I feel like that's.
Okay. Fair enough. I say, you know what? I'm going to go rogue and say, I think that there's, because she's got this Louisiana, right? Mm-hmm. Like back, I think there's like a True. Crispy shrimp, extra spicy sriracha
ooh.
Aioli.
Ooh,
I'm just, I don't know. That's where I, that's how
just
I'm
what
waiting.
I want.
Someday you're gonna figure it out. You're gonna meet her, and I can't wait for that to happen.
There it is. Okay, listen. Back to the business here, Ashley. Tell us about the case that you've brought in one sentence or so.
It is a matter near and dear to my heart, and it is hot cereal versus cold cereal. Yeah.
Just let everyone sit on that hot cereal versus. Cold cereal, a literal hot take.
And I feel it's a comparison people are afraid to even talk about. I feel like we run from this conversation. Mm-hmm. We run from this debate.
Mm. Even as a judge, and again, unbiased here, but like I kind of like healed back a little bit. Like, whoo, like this one is as serious as it gets in the food court.
Yeah.
Babs, you have a different opinion, which is?
Cold cereal rules. Hot cereal drools? Tastes like drool? Looks like drool?
Ooh.
I guess I did not state I am team hot cereal. I believe the diversity, the range of flavor options makes hot cereal the clear winner.
Okay,
here.
Listen, I don't want to have to gavel in, but you can tell that our competitors are eager to get into the debates. Before we get into the arguments, here in my courtroom, I like to have what most courtrooms do, and that is a quick trivia round. Mm. A quick trivia round.
They did do a lot of these in Brittany's court cases. So
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. There always comes the first round of trivia. Here we go. A trivia round. Here's how it's going to work. The winner of the trivia round gets to decide the order that you present your arguments, but also trivia is fun, unless you lose. Ashley, you are here in studio.
I've gone with purple.
Okay, let's see see what the sound is.
Yeah.
Oh, the clown car.
Okay, I like that.
Purple, the clown car. Now, Babs, you get to choose whatever sound you want to make. It could be a verbal noise.
I'm
going to
say
do?
Honk, honk.
I like that, yeah.
I love that.
It sounds like her, so I'll go honk, honk or something.
Yes, yeah. And again, there it is. The honk, honk versus the actual
clown car,
sound effect.
Unless
okay.
You can hear this. Should I try one? Oh, it doesn't work. All right, never.
Oh,
my
no
gosh.
Worries.
Oh,
no. Yeah, no.
That's too much.
Oh, I kind of like that.
That's a lot of buzzing.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the game Operation. Is it?
Yeah. You touch the sides.
Oh, I kind of like that. Okay, you're going to go. Are you going to go with the buzzer?
I'm
like
going to make
the
sound because that took too long. Okay. It's too slow.
First of all, a strategist. The verbal can be a quicker way to make a noise than you
got.
Ashley's got to physically
touch
a
button. I got to think about it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question one, everyone. What percentage of Americans start their day with cereal? A, 49%, B, 25%, C, 72%.
Honk, honk.
Ooh, that is going to be Ashley, I believe, got in first. Crystal threw up her hands. You're supposed to be. The one thing I can't decide is who makes the sound first. Ooh, it was a tie.
That's fine.
Tie goes.
Go.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, Babs, we're getting to know each other right here. And like I said, I'm a judge with integrity, but Ashley is in studio.
Yeah, I mean, now I feel like Babs is so confident. I'm going to go with A.
Ooh, 40. Okay, A was 49%, and that answer is absolutely correct.
Yes.
Ashley Ray coming in 49%. Nearly half of Americans eat cereal for breakfast, so this is clearly a topic that people have opinions on. Okay, here we go. Question two now with Ashley up 1-0. On Apollo 11, astronauts ate a cereal made into cubes so that it could be eaten without milk. What cereal has been in outer space? Hint, it's made by Kellogg's. It's a Kellogg's cereal.
Hog Hogs.
All right, that's going to be Babs.
Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes is right as well. Corn yes. Flakes.
I was going to say Frosted Flakes.
Which we would have needed. You would have had to re-answer anyway. So yeah, Corn yeah. Flakes is correct. And for some more in-depth personal trivia, producer Crystal's grandma ate a bowl of cornflakes for breakfast every single morning for 20 years. Over 20 years.
Wow.
That is kind of amazing. Who's the big—
I had some recently. They hold up. They're very good.
Yeah, it's good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. That's like some Warren Buffett stuff, who like has like right. Who has like a McDonald's hamburger and a Diet Coke like every day. And
yeah, the guy who made it, he was like Kellogg, he was like a serious like business guy, Seventh Day of mm-hmm. Venice, like, you know, made people work hard and was like, cornflakes is all you need to live.
Yeah.
He was like, that's all the body needs.
And that's clearly all the astronauts. They didn't even need milk.
Yeah.
My sister didn't like milk growing up, so she would eat cereal with orange juice, and it was a nightmare.
Whoa. No,
she's
got to get on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but wasn't a fan.
Oh, no, ew. I can't. I'm a creative chef. I can't even figure that one out. I don't know. All right, here we go. Question three, and this is, we're all tied up at 1-1 here. No shenanigans needed. Question three, for the win and the right to determine who will present their arguments first. Question three, in 1971, Quaker Oats, of all companies, helped finance a movie. It was a creative move at the time, so they would have rights to the products in the film. Wow, that is product placement, like, to the nth degree right there. What movie was it? Hint one. I love how this one has multiple hints, Crystal.
Thank you.
One product featured was Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Hog Hog!
That was Ashley.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The answer is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The hint was an obvious one. And,
that was the only way I would have known.
there it is. There it is. And
wait, but they didn't. So wait, did they produce that movie? Because there was no, I don't remember any oatmeal.
Yeah.
They helped finance the movie, from what I understand. And Crystal does in-depth research. Crystal, coming in from the drive-thru window.
Runts and Laffy Taffy based on the movie. So,
I like that. Laffy Taffy and yeah. Runts created for the movie. I mean, that makes total sense product placement wise, doesn't
it? That's genius.
Banana Laffy Taffy, one of my favorite flavors of all time.
No,
I like it too. It's not bad.
Oh, the whole production booth, thumbs down. Wow. Everyone over there.
Yeah. Banana-flavored stuff, I just can't do it.
I only like banana-flavored Laffy Taffy.
Yes.
Do
you like fresh banana?
Or I do. Okay. Not often, but I like...
But you prefer synthetic banana.
I mean, like, if I'm making a smoothie, I want real banana in it.
Fair enough. That's true. But I really love the flavor of synthetic banana. There's a couple. I like synthetic lemon.
I can't think of any other situation where I'm engaging with synthetic banana. I'm sorry. Like, I can't think of many things I'm eating.
Babs, you were totally disgusted by that. Like, so you're not, like, it is a polarizing
flavor. It's one of those fake, like, I like other fake flavors. I like grape flavoring.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like apple flavoring.
Like lemon heads?
Can be good.
I like lemon heads. Lemon can be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same. My kids cannot stand. Like, we go get the shave ice or something like that. Like, I love banana. And they're like, oh, Dad, that is so
gross.
Oh, yeah.
No, that would be gross. What's wrong with you? Yeah. That's, yeah.
Which is also like, how can they judge? They're getting cotton candy and bubble gum as flavors for shave ice.
That's better than banana.
I'm just going to say, next time I'm watching you judge food, I'm going to remember this guy likes banana flavored stuff.
Artificial banana flavored stuff.
Oh my gosh. Listen, what about Circus Peanuts? Do you remember the candy?
Oh, I hate those.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I hate those.
Okay, I'm gonna have to clear. I have to clear this. Just, I have to clear the mechanism here. Okay. So that means that Ashley, you have won our trivia round 2-1, and you get the big decision here to decide who presents their argument first. So what are you thinking? Who goes first?
I would love for my co-host to go first.
There you go. Okay, so Babs, you are going to present first, but before that, let's take a quick break.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Back to food court. We have the case of hot cereal versus cold cereal, and we're about to get into the arguments. The way this works is that each of you will have 3 minutes to state your case, and during this 3 minutes, you need to lay out your case and not focus on your opponent or their case. Use the first 3 minutes to passionately make your case. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't promise I won't talk a little bit of shit on, but I'll try.
Don't worry, because I will give you another turn to just go nuts against each other and say all the stuff you want to say about their case in the rebuttal. Does that work for everyone?
Okay,
so here we go. Babs, you are going to be first. Crystal is going to start the stopwatch here. You'll have 3 minutes, and I will ding the bell when your 3 minutes are up. So, Babs, your first case for why cold cereal rules starts now.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I think, starting off, when you think of cereal, what do you think of? That's right. You think of cold cereal. You think of Cheerios. You think of Frosted Flakes. You think of Raisin Bran. Your brain's not going to hot cereal because it's so far away from the thing that you actually want to consume that you're not even considering it, first off, when someone says the word cereal. And I just want you to think of like the process of pouring yourself a bowl of cereal on a Saturday morning. Maybe you're young. Maybe you've got cartoons on. And, you know, you have the whole process. The pouring it into the bowl, got the splash of milk, the crunchiness, it sogs up a little bit. So you get that milk in every single bite. Then you have milk left over at the end that you can either add cereal to, or you can drink it straight from the bowl. It's an entire ritual. You know what I mean? And there's so much variety. Like, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is pour it into a bowl and you could have any flavor you want. We can do healthy or unhealthy. Yeah, there's both in this range, okay? You can do fruity or chocolatey. Honey Nut Cheerios or plain Cheerios. I mean, there's Reese's cereal, for God's sake. We've got granola, Cookie Crisp, Frosted Mini-Wheats, Raisin Bran, Fruit Loops, Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles. And of course, we cannot forget the cereal that is so delicious. You will cut yourself. You will harm yourself. Tear up the top of your mouth for it. And that is, oh, Captain, my Captain, Captain Crunch. I mean, how do you even, you know... So that's all. I just want you to sit there and think to yourself about when you walk down that aisle, all the arrays of cold cereal in front of you, the variety, the breadth of bounty that it is offering to you to make your mornings a better place. Thank you.
Babs coming in hot for cold cereal. Oh my gosh, that's got a lot of amazing points. You rattled off a bunch right there and invoking our childhood and the nostalgia of watching cartoons. I don't know, Babs, if you've seen an episode of Top Chef, maybe a season that I won where I made Captain Crunch cereal ice cream. I don't know if that went into your process, but that will not be something I factor into this. Although I want Captain Crunch's hat. I'm just going to say that right now. It's an amazing hat. I always wanted is he a captain though? To me, he's an admiral. I think that's an animal's hat, but we'll have to go back and look at it. Lots of variety. Healthy, unhealthy, I don't know. The colors, so many points. Even getting into a little bit of the ASMR of the pour, of the breakfast, the ritual of the morning breakfast. Lots of good things there, but we're about to hear the case for hot cereal. Hot cereal. Ashley, your 3 minutes to talk about why you love hot cereal and why we all should starts now.
Ding, ding. Hey. Hey, ding, ding. It's the Breakfast Club. You think of a diverse group of friends all coming together to get to know each other. Much like hot cereal, something that across the world features so much diversity, from congee to muesli to rice to oatmeal, all variations of hot cereal breakfast people around the world can enjoy. There's something about cooking hot cereal that warms the house. It creates a hearth within the home, within any home. And that's across class boundaries. It doesn't matter if you're a college student with just a microwave and a pack of that stuff with the weird maple powder and the oats and just water, to, you know, an aficionado like myself who can make something like, say, you know, a carrot cake oatmeal, you know, or something even healthier with a Greek yogurt involved, or an overnight oat, which would still, I think, count as a hot cereal because I heat up my overnight oats. So I'm putting it in there.
It will be allowed. That will be allowed as evidence in this court.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Also, when we look at the class issue, look at how much more you can do with a small amount of cream of wheat, muesli, oatmeal. All you need is like one cup, and you're feeding like four people, not to mention the longevity. Okay, you make a big thing of oatmeal, put it in the refrigerator. Guess what? You got oatmeal for tomorrow. Okay. You got oatmeal for tomorrow. You're not doing that with your cereal. You're not letting that soggy cereal sit out. Also that, oatmeal, hot cereals, they aren't getting soggy on you, okay? They are not getting soggy, you know? It also, I believe, forces you to learn a skill. Do you know how many man children I've met who can only make a cold bowl of cereal? I am impressed if they can pull out a pan, boil a milk. Oh, and if they use a milk base instead of water. That's a skill you can learn and you know, charm people with. That's all I got to say.
An impassioned debate is brewing right here. I was not expecting to dip our toes into the savory hot cereal world.
Oh, yeah.
My mind is blown right now. Congee, I mean, it opened grits, polenta, whatever you're talking about.
Boom.
Are they hot cereals?
Yes.
That is something this judge was not prepared to. I'm getting goosebumps, eloquently presented. And am I a little offended by the man-child thing? No, I can make hot cereal. I'm not, because I'm a man who was taught how to fish. And I'll eat for a lifetime. Isn't that the saying? Something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
As cereal, a box of cereal, that's just like, oh, you give a man a fish. Wow, I was not expecting to get that deep with the hot cereal, cold cereal debate. Is overnight oats hot cereal?
I heat up my overnight oats.
You
I hate
do.
It cold.
You
I, that's
do.
How into hot cereal I am, that I hate cold overnight oats.
As you said it, there was that moment where you're like, am I
yeah,
debating
I thought,
for the other
I thought,
side
yeah.
here?
But personally, I draw that because I get it. I buy it from a store. I'm taking it home and putting it in the microwave.
Congee, grits, polenta, savory. Hot cereal for dinner? Yes. I'm here for it. Time to get into the rebuttals. Babs, you are up right now with 2 minutes to let Ashley know why overnight oats might not be considered a hot cereal. Your 2 minute rebuttal, Babs, starts now.
All right. I mean, we can, yeah, overnight oats, that's a cold cereal. I'm taking it somewhere with me. I'm not warming it up. It's an on the go thing. That's just beyond this discussion. Also, okay, so Ashley's saying, you know, oatmeal doesn't get soggy. Yeah, because it is soggy. That's all it is. It's pure sog. You know what it's also known as? Gruel. Hot cereal is gruel, everyone. It is the stuff that they give to prisoners in books. It's the stuff that Dickensian children ask for because it's literally the only food available to anyone. That's what hot cereal is. I just want you to think about that. That gray water sopping around a little pile of oats. That's what we're discussing here versus the joy of cold cereal. I mean, where's the joy in this hot cereal? Ashley's talking about how you learn a skill, how much you have to work for it. I don't want that with my cereal. I want to just pour it into the bowl and have a good time, you know? And what's up with your branding? Like, your best mascot is a Quaker. We've got leprechauns, baby. We've got bees and bunnies over here. We're having a party. Meanwhile, it's just the Quaker Oats guy, you know, lording over the other hot cereals. I gotta say, you're defending gruel at the end of the day.
This one got off track pretty quick. It's Quakers versus leprechauns. A very valid. I mean, it's something this judge is gonna have to consider: is texture, is soggy with no texture contrast. Is hot cereal just soggy? All right, Ashley, you have 2 minutes now to let Babs know why. Hot cereal? Cold cereal?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, your 2 minutes starts now, Ashley.
Just to point out, if the benefit or pro of cold cereal is that it's so quick and easy to make, how can you say overnight cereal is cold cereal when literally in the name it has to sit overnight? That's not easy to go. That's literally something where you have to mix flavors, textures. You have to let it sit overnight. You have to decide, is it going to be a little lemon, some vanilla? You really have to think in terms of hot cereal in order for it to be good. You're not just putting milk and oats in a thing in a mason jar and putting it in your fridge and then eating it the next day. Absolutely not. It is a hot cereal. Anyway, when it comes to texture, yet again, I think it's sad my opponent here is limiting herself to such a Western worldview of what hot cereal can be, to be stuck in such a British, I would say, mind frame of Dickensian porridge and gruel is limiting itself to the world of diversity of hot cereal. To say that a beautiful breakfast grit doesn't have that wonderful texture to mix it with a peach if you like a sweet grit, or a shrimp if you like a hot grit, that is also within the hot cereal family, my friend. The world of textures is alive and bright there. You know, when we look outside of this American point of view, which I think is common amongst cold cereal people, because I will say the cereal aisle is predominantly like an American thing. Those overy, sugary cereals that are so fun with their leprechauns that are banned in other countries because they cause childhood diabetes. Whereas hot cereals, so healthy, you add texture, you can add raisins, carrots, so many different things to get what you would like. Muesli, cream of wheat.
There we go.
Wait. Adding raisins to something to make it better? Adding raisins. Okay.
Raisins are amazing.
Babs, you will have a moment for one last comment. This judge has to gavel you out. All right, there it is. You have heard the cases for hot and cold cereal. And at this point, it's going to have to take me a long time to sort of figure this one out. I don't know, about as long as this commercial will be. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good throwdown.
Oh, it's not, nothing's more fun than taking something too seriously.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, we are back, and I think I've made up my mind, but before I give my verdict, do either of you have a final word to potentially sway my opinion? This is your last chance. Babs, anything you'd like to say?
I mean, I said it a little bit before. All I have to say is that my opponent offered raisins as a way to improve her food. And that's, I rest my case.
Sun-dried
that's all you
grapes.
Need to know.
You're not a fan of sun-dried grapes. She also said raisins and carrots.
Raisins and carrots. Yeah, those were
in the room, like carrot cake. It, like what? Like there's so many things you put in oatmeal. Okay, what?
No, oatmeal. I mean, carrot cake, oatmeal. Again. Okay, listen, Ashley, anything you got to say here?
Yeah, and I would like to end on a personal note. In high school, as a child, a friend and I started a club. It was actually called the Breakfast Club, and we would come into school early at 7 a.m., and we convinced the school to buy hot cereal supplies for us. And every morning we'd come in and we'd try a new hot cereal recipe. And then we'd make like a giant bowl of it. And other students would come, some who wanted breakfast in the mornings, who didn't eat at home. And they could have some of our hot cereal that we learned to make in the Breakfast Club.
Wow.
And that's just one of the many ways hot cereal can bring people together. Because what, you want to show up to a cereal party and people are like, here's a bowl of soggy cereal. Here's some, milk? Leftover milk cereal is gross, by the way. It's gross. It's disgusting. Like, it's less sitting out milk. That's not okay. Mm. And oatmeal, that's different. It can sit out. And
there
it brings
go.
People
Ashley,
together.
Coming through at the end and final moments there.
And yeah.
Letting us know that hot cereal can basically save the world. It can bring us together. It's about community. And I have had a lot to think about right here. This court has taken into account the fact that Ashley's making carrot cake oatmeal, ready for competition, by the way, regardless. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but I mean, that is next level. Pardon the pun.
I shred the carrots myself.
Hot cereal is all about community. Cold cereal is about, you know, maybe, I don't know, eating by yourself in a basement. I don't know. Texture versus soggy. That is something that I've had to really, really weigh here. Is it convenience versus cooking? That's another part of this equation. Porridge and gruel versus marshmallow hearts, which might be the title, which might be the title of this episode. Healthy versus unhealthy. The case of hot cereal versus cold cereal was a close one, but this court will weigh in favor.
Come on.
Sorry, this is my TV judge moment.
All right, yeah.
We're panning to the contestants. Yeah. We're looking around. This court weighs in favor of cold cereal.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
I will say that I was not expecting this to be as close, Ashley. I mean, the whole community global aspect of this, the education, the fact that you're cooking really made this a close call. But at the end of the day, I want marshmallow hearts.
Come on.
I want crunchy things and soggy things.
You want to know what my favorite cereal is?
Yeah.
Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran Crunch.
That being said, listen, Ashley, this court advises you to compete on a cooking show because you are making carrot cake oatmeal and you're bringing the world together.
I make a coconut chocolate oatmeal.
This is what I'm saying.
Come on.
Yeah, you're just competing in the wrong show, Ashley. That's all I'm saying. You're ready to cook where, I mean, making the hot cereal is going to win and just pouring some, you know, Frosted Flakes or Lucky Charms or whatever. But it is. It is leprechauns over Quakers at the end of the day. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us at Food Court. I was your judge, Richard Blaze. You can find Ashley talking about TV shows on her podcast, TV I Say with Ashley Ray, and her writing on shows like Alabama Jackson and in Vulture, the New York Times, and on Twitter at The Ashley Ray, yes, with two E's. You can find Babs on her podcast, Lady to Lady, and Toxic, the Britney Spears story. Her comedy album, If I Did It, is out now, and you can check her out on Twitter at Babs Gray. If you're in Los Angeles, you can catch their monthly comedy showcase, High Gear Comedy, at The Airliner. And listen, everyone, I know. What do you think about this, audience? What's your favorite way to eat cereal? You have lots of opinions. You let me know all the time. Well, you can let me know on Twitter and Instagram at Richard Blaze or on the Food Court Instagram at Food Court Pod. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Pamahi. Food Court was created by Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Jonathan Dressler, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. Our amazing theme song is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Thank you.
I hope we can be friends.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was a close fight and a good argument.
It really was.
You know?
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.